The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Take care, lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware, lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. And if you forget the Lord your God, and go after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish, like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so shall you perish, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's reading, at least the first half of it, may have sounded quite familiar. In fact, I'm pretty sure that of all the verses in Deuteronomy, These are the ones you know best. Not only are they verses from which Jesus quotes when tempted by the devil in the wilderness, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. For nearly 40 years, the first 10 verses of this chapter have been the Old Testament reading for Thanksgiving. This evening, though, we'll consider them from a somewhat different perspective. One of the most striking things about the time the children of Israel spent wandering in the wilderness, beginning even before they arrived at Mount Sinai, and then continuing for 4 decades until the day after they first ate of the produce of the land of Canaan, was the manna the Lord provided for them as their daily bread. It was a mysterious food, something that had never existed before. They called it manna because they didn't know what it was. Manna in Hebrew means, what is it? It was a gracious gift of the Lord in response to the people's grumbling about what they would eat. At the same time, however, it was something that the Lord was using for testing his people and humbling them and disciplining them. The testing, at least initially, had to do with whether they would follow his instruction and gather only what they needed to eat that day. Some, Moses reports, failed the test. They left part of what they had gathered till the following morning. They discovered that overnight it bred worms and stank. The Lord's provision was provision for one day at a time. He wanted them each day to trust that what he had promised would be there for them. They couldn't save it up. His gift to them each day was bread for the day. Note that our Lord teaches us the same thing when he teaches us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." The Lord was humbling them too, by teaching them that they were dependent on him. Each day for more than 40 years, they were as helpless and reliant on the Lord as baby birds with wide open mouths, waiting for their mothers to return to the nest to put food down their throats. After the fall, God had told Adam, "In pain you shall eat produce from the ground all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground." With the manna, though, that changed. For decades, there was no tilling, no sowing, no weeding, no harvesting. The only work the people had to do was gather what the Lord provided each morning. In this, it was clear, they were dependent on the Lord. Working hard, or hardly at all, didn't determine the outcome. As Moses recorded, "The people of Israel gathered some more, some less. But when they measured with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over. And whoever gathered little had no lack." Day by day, their survival depended on God's continued mercy and grace. The Lord was also disciplining them by providing them with manna. That is, he was training them and teaching them. This is what Moses is getting at when he tells the children of Israel that the Lord provided this unknown food that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. That he might make you know There was a lesson in this manna that went far beyond mere physical sustenance, no matter how miraculous it was. With the faithful provision of manna, the Lord was teaching his people that they could trust him. It was his word of promise that kept them alive and healthy all those years, even as they mumbled and complained and rebelled against him and the leaders he had given them. The Lord's grace and mercy were evident each day in the manna he gave them, not to mention in the indestructibility of their clothing, miraculously, and the amazing health of their feet. All of this, the testing, the humbling, and disciplining, all of it had just one purpose: to do the people good in the end. The Lord wanted them to learn so that they would live long in the land that he was giving them, so that they would not forget the Lord their God and turn to other gods and so perish, bringing destruction on themselves. In some respects, in what we heard from him today, Moses was teaching the people from their own experience what Jesus taught in the parable of the rich fool. That man of whom Jesus spoke deluded himself into thinking that he was personally responsible for all of the success he enjoyed. Then, with his plans for bigger barns to hold all of his grain, he said to his soul, "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry." But the Lord said to him, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and all the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" As Moses applied the Lord's lesson, "Beware, lest you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth.'" He said, "Do that, and you shall surely perish." Concerning the experiences of the children of Israel in the wilderness, St. Paul wrote, "Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall." Moses told the people, "Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you." In Hebrews we read, "The Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives." So then, beloved of the Lord, redeemed in Christ Jesus, learn from the example of the children of Israel and from the Holy Scriptures and from the Lord's discipline to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. He is gracious and merciful, your Redeemer, who works in all things for your eternal good. He has saved you. You are his. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.
Amen.